With loads of business advice flooding the industry, it has never been harder to see the path to success. And you can't take action if you don't have clarity. Get clear on the actionable tips and strategies that will help to scale your business here on Masters in Clarity, the podcast that brings you clarity around messaging, business growth, digital marketing, personal development, and the business owner's journey to success. Let's join our guide, the master of turning clarity into action and lasting impact, Dolores Hirschman.
I'm so excited to have this interview with Jenny Fennig. Jenny and I have known each other for a few years. We are both coaches. We cross paths through events and we've done interviews in the past. But I'm looking forward to catching up with Jenny on what has transpired since COVID and where is her business right now. So Jenny's a women's leadership coach helping you be confident, joyful, and paid doing what you love without burnout. A successful business leader for more than two decades, Jenny offers astute counsel and masterful coaching to bring out the best in her clients. She is passionate about taking people on a journey inward and upward. So don't miss this interview with Jenny Fennig. I'm so excited, Jenny, for this conversation. And you've done such an amazing work with the ladies that you work with. So let's start at the beginning. Talk to us about, and I always joke, because tell me about your clarity journey. And you'll say, well, there was not a lot of clarity four times. It's not linear. But how did you get to today?
Woo! Yeah, that's a good one. You're saying that, and I'm looking through my ring light, actually, out into my woods. I have this surrounded by trees and forest here in the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts, which is where I now live. And it's so not the scene of my earlier life growing up in Florida and Georgia. I mean, it did not look like this. And then living in New York City, which is where I really started my career, it did not look like this. And so the question of how I got to where I am today is, it's filled with twists and turns. It's filled with, never thought that would happen. Didn't know I'd be in this room. I didn't know I'd be having these kinds of conversations, but it really was about me learning to trust those nudges, learning to trust the inner voice and knowing that it was a thing. It was a partner to me and understanding that energy. I think a big piece of my journey has been really harnessing the energy and seeing that my energy and everyone's energy is a gift. But if you're not sure what it is or it freaks you out, which it did for me for a long time, it's very easy to try to like push it away, to try to numb it, which I did. Then it becomes like you're in like this battle with the voice, with this energy. And so that has really been the path for me, is to recognize that myself and this force that I have and the force that is around us, like we're in partnership. And so I learned from an early age, I had gifts, I had talents, and I was recognized for those. I was fortunate in that like my gifts and talents were appreciated by the system, if you will. Like in school, I was labeled like gifted. And so I was in the gifted class. And then that led me to be a very good student and be able to go to college on a full ride academic scholarship and keep that scholarship because my grades are really good. I learned how to work hard and play hard. Like I partied a lot, but I also was able to show up for my classes. And it was a game to me to get the best grades as possible, but also have as much fun as possible. And I did all of that, eventually made it to New York City to pursue a career in public relations, thinking that was it. Like that was it. I've hit the jackpot. I'm in the media capital of the world, New York City, working at this major public relations agency, traveling around the world, working with these big clients and big projects and campaigns and launches. And then recognizing, because that voice spoke to me saying, Jenny, this ain't it. This ain't it. And I was like, what do you mean this ain't it? I know, because it wasn't right. And so a lot of my journey has been about like pursuing the thing I think I'm meant to pursue, because the path led me there and it felt right at the time, right? And then you outgrow it. Like you've learned everything there is to learn. And it was simply, you realize it was a stepping stone. And so it was like the stepping stone to get me to the next gig. And the next gig was I was producing conferences and really creating something out of thin air, like doing research with executives and asking them about their biggest challenges and turning that into something that these corporate leaders and the vendors who sold to the corporate leaders would want to buy. And so that taught me to be an entrepreneur, to think like an entrepreneur, because I really had to create a product in the way of an experience. And then I started getting a cut of profits from those creations. And so that was my first taste of like, ooh, this is what it's like to really make good money, not just a salary, which when I was in PR, it only gets you so far, and it wasn't that far. And so that taught me like, this is nice. This is what it's like to really make some money based on my success, based on me understanding a market and being able to serve that market. And then the same thing happened in that position, which was I outgrew it. I learned everything I was meant to learn. And then boom, I eventually quit and discovered very soon after the field of coaching, which is where I've been ever since. And it was something that once I learned that it was a thing, I realized I've been doing this my whole life. I didn't know that this was a vocation. I didn't know that I could do this. Like, this would be the job. This would be the thing. And so I've been doing this, Dolores, since 2008. I've been doing it much longer before I knew that I was doing it. But as a vocation, as a craft, I've been honing this and investing in this and really celebrating this since 2008. And it's taken on so many different looks and feels, one-on-one coaching to group coaching in person in New York City. It was actually support groups that I was leading for new moms because I was a new mom. And I think the whole way it's really just been following my instincts and seeing where there was a need that wasn't being served in the market and just getting in there and serving it, you know, getting in there and filling it and really being able to help people. I was always driven by helping people. And that's still what I do today. I help people. I help women really see how they can use these gifts and talents and do great work, be paid really well, and not burn out in the process. So that's really what my work is dedicated to now. Private clients that are in my group programs. And then I have some wonderful corporate contracts that have been kind of a newer piece of my work in the last few years. That was like one of the gifts of COVID, honestly, where a lot of these companies realized that they could have people working remotely and have whole businesses changed the face of how things have looked. So that's been a newer piece of my work that I'm very happy about. I like having various revenue streams and just have, it's like that feeling of you just have a few things going and it's nice. I really like that. I'm a Gemini. So I like to have a few things going. It serves me. It works really well for me.
Well, I love how you've walked us through this journey. And I want to unpack a few things because I think it's important. Otherwise, we'll just move to the next question. But I want to just go deeper. One of the things I heard, and you were very intentional about the wording you use. You and I have known each other for a while, and I can't wait to catch up and really understand, well, what are you up to in 2022? But I'm noticing your intentionality in the word that you choose. And I think it matters. And I think that's part of our evolution as we become leaders in our field and more intentional about the creation that we bring forth. And so you talked about energy. You also talked about the partnering with your energy and your inner voice or inner consciousness versus the judging or the, well, I did this and that wasn't it. So that was a mistake. No, what I heard loud and clear is like my journey to today was following and partnering with my inner voice, sometimes grudgingly, sometimes not. I can only assume. And sometimes filled with self-doubt and sometimes not, but never from a place looking back at that was a wrong turn. Because I think you and I are in a place where we understand that the train station that we're standing at is we came here through the train that brought us here. And whatever stops that train did in the way, we welcome them. Whether they were fun, beautiful train station stops or not so good, right? Because ultimately, we are celebrating where we are. And so that, thank you for that, because I think there's a lot of misconception on looking back and judging the journey we've been on versus celebrating the journey we've been on. And the difference is whether we are happy with the station or the moment we are in right now.
Yeah, very well said. On point. Every experience gets you to where you are now.
And in some ways, brings you full circle.
Oh, for sure. Oh my
God. Incorporate from a different lens.
I mean, I'm serving that population now and I have such an empathy and understanding because I was there. I know that world. And it was interesting because when I left, I was like, And then when I discovered coaching, I was like, oh, you can be an entrepreneur. You do your own thing. You can serve like your entrepreneur population or those people who are self-employed, whatever. And there was this feeling at one point of like, bye, see you guys. Good luck. And now it doesn't have to be either or. And that's been a big, just a remembrance for me. It can be both and. You don't have to like pick one or the other. Yeah, these full circle moments are so special. And we're fortunate enough to be able to have that, to live long enough to have those moments. I think you really want to pause and just appreciate.
Yeah. So let's dig into your work. I know you are working with corporate. We can definitely talk about what you're doing there. But I know that your heart has been in helping, specifically helping women find and craft and package and sell their brilliance.
Yeah. And it was interesting because, I mean, I think it was always really like that from the beginning. I don't think I would have said that when I first started out as a coach, because you don't really know. You're just trying to find your way forward. You're just like grasping. I just know I'm coaching. Okay. And I always was clear. I was coaching women in transition. Like that was it. It was like women in transition. I did have a few men who worked with me at the beginning too, and we did great work together, but I had this desire to help women. And then once I got further along on my entrepreneurial journey and was building out my business, I got very fascinated with online marketing, which I know you can appreciate. I started really investing time and money and energy into these masterminds and traveling to California and Arizona. And I live out east, and like wrapping my head around all of those tactics and strategies. And it worked, right? My business was growing. I was hosting this and that. And so then people were coming to me like, can I do that? Help me do that. Or how do you coach? Can you help me like coach? And so I just kept, it's like you follow those breadcrumbs, you just evolve and evolve. Eventually I created my own coach certification program because I saw a gap in the market there. And it's really been about listening to my market. And also like even more than that, it's just listening to that inner voice, because there's things that I sense, like I know. And I think that is so important for people who are tuning in right now, to trust yourself. Like things, when you're a visionary, when you're a leader, things before other people
happen. Yeah.
And it can be hard and it can feel a bit lonely at times, because it's like, does anyone else get this? Because I'm getting this, I'm seeing this, but that's your gift, right? You have these flashes. And so then it's your job to really kind of sit with that, like build that out, figure out what you can do with that. Like, what does that idea want to become? The idea has picked you for a reason, because it sees you as a worthy candidate to make the idea real out in the world. So that has been a big piece of this process for me, is really trusting the ideas. I don't take action on every idea because that would be nuts, but there's some really solid ideas that I have received over time that I build out into whatever it's meant to become. And so, yeah, my community sees that in me and they're drawn to work with me in various programs and various retreats. And I think a big part of my job essentially is to be brave and to be courageous and gutsy. That was the name of my first book, Get Gutsy, is to like trust those impulses and to know that because of all these wonderful tools that exist these days with technology and everything that's really at our fingertips, you can create really anything. I mean, on your own. Yeah, exactly.
I love how, because we are very aligned on this. Do you know the book, have you read, especially to your children? I know they're older now, but What to Do with an Idea?
No, I don't know that book. That sounds cool.
This is I'll mail you this book as a thank you for joining me. But I'm going to show you. This is the gift all of my clients get when they start working with me.
Oh, cool.
When I found this book in a bookstore, I was like, wow, this book was written for me, I thought. And it's also written for you, Jenny, because it really has this concept that ideas pick vehicles or channels. And you probably have experienced this. I've experienced this, that I have an idea and I don't take action. And 2-3 years later, I see it in the market. Oh, okay, great. That idea picked a few channels and one of them took action on it.
Yeah.
And I think that is like such a huge part of misunderstanding, misconception, and a mindset of lack, because people feel, and again, we are visionaries, so we operate a little differently, but I live in a world where ideas are abundant. And that I know that when I am touched by an idea, I will let it simmer it. Unless it just bugs me for days or weeks or months, I won't take action.
Yeah, totally. I'm like that too.
And many times, and my husband will watch me, or people will say, why would you give your ideas away? Because I will be with someone and say, I have this idea. Uh-huh. And I know I'm not called to do anything with it, but I hold this idea in my head and I'm called to give it to you. And it could be awesome. A random person on the street. Like, it doesn't have to be a client.
That's so cool.
And so I think there's just this opportunity for all of us to be in this collective consciousness to take action on those that are your ideas, and the rest, by all means, just share them with the world.
Yeah, share them. I say to my clients, listen to the ideas that won't leave you alone. Those ideas that literally, like, they bug you, like they wake you up in the middle of the night, like, I dreamt about that. I'm like sitting in the bathtub, the idea is coming to me. I'm driving, the idea is still there. It keeps like knocking on your door of your heart. And eventually, if you don't take action on it, it's going to go to someplace else. Like, it's not a stalker, and that is never going to leave you alone, you know? But your job as the visionary and as the person who can help bring it into form is to really pay attention to the ones that won't leave you alone, because that's like the key to your next chapter. It's the key to your next level of expression. So much of this is just building out your body of work. It's just one thing. And that's taken me some time to grasp. It's a body of work. It's something that you create over time. So I think that's great news, because I do get bored. I don't want to just do this one thing forever. I do the thing as long as I'm meant to do the thing. And then I know, and that's been a journey too of like, I'm complete here. Like, I'm complete. I've taken this as far as I want to take it. And now it's time to let it go. And because then, and then the hard part there sometimes is letting it go before you have the next thing. I don't know.
Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned that, because it's also my experience. And I think it's because we are creators and visionaries. But one of the things, Jenny, that actually I'm taking this conversation on a limb, but one of the things I've started to create, and I've already had success with one of these, is that there's a lot of ideas that I know either start and say I'm done, or I know that I will start and I will not grow. So I am packaging and selling ideas. So I'm actually, that's part of the work that I'm doing with clients, is helping my clients exit their ideas. So start an idea, take action, create something in the world, and then look to move it away, but continue it. Have that idea or project be adopted
by someone else.
You can call it an exit strategy. You can call it sell your business. It's not even selling the business, because I figured, and this is one of the things I've done in the last 3 years, I had a product. I didn't create a product. I created a solution for myself, which then my clients wanted whatever I was doing to solve my problem. This was specifically on getting on stages.
Right.
And I met someone who wanted to offer that product under their business. So I sold it. And I didn't sell my business. I just sold a product.
That piece. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it now has its own form. It's a multi-million dollar business with a team of 30.
Nice. Good stuff.
For anybody listening, is this concept of flow, idea, and the creation, and that, as you said, there's infinite ways to do business right now. There's also infinite business models in which you can operate.
Totally. I love that. And another way that I've embraced this too, I mean, I love working like up close and personal with people, like live, where you're facilitating a program, leading a program in real time. You have calls, you're maybe in person retreats, like all that. And I only do a few of those a year, right? Because they require a lot of energy and they're at a higher price point. And yet I have all these creations, these ideas from the past of programs or courses that I at one point led live, but I'm not leading live anymore. It's like, they're done, they've completed, but they still are amazing and they still can serve. And so you can have these evergreen courses, bundles, just for people to buy. And so that literally is something that I've had all of that on the back end of my business, but we didn't yet have like this polished page where we could just send people. And so we just got that done and it feels so good. It's not even like all of my work I've ever done. It's just a sliver, but it's the sliver that we want to put out now. And I just look at it and it's like, my team and I did that together and people can be served by it. And it's just done.
And it's part of what you were saying is the body of work.
Yeah.
Why would you put the body of work in a drawer when you can self? So I suspect there's a Black Friday coming.
You would suspect right. You would suspect, and not just on that Friday.
Holiday special.
I'm a trend booker. I'm like, not just the Friday. Everyone does the Black Friday. It's like, I'm going to have it a little bit different. But yes, you feel that energy. And for the first time in a long time, I'm like, I'm going to have something like up and out and like many options and just have a good time with it. Because why not? It's like your point, like don't put it in the drawer if it can help people. And then you can do your part to just have it all dialed in again, using this great technology that's available, and someone can get your stuff and go through it on their own time. And it gives them also an easier experience with you, like a taste of your stuff, because not everyone wants or is able to come in at a higher level straight away. It's a wise move for those who can do it right across the board. So I'm really excited by that.
So you are a pattern disruptor and an energy queen. So what's coming your way in the next 12 months?
Wow. Well, gosh, that's the golden question, isn't it? It's like, what's this next year going to bring? Well, it's always a mystery. If I were to tell you everything is going to happen, I mean, I don't know, but I do know it's going to be good. I know that. And even the stuff that's hard, I will know how to work through it because I have these wonderful tools that I have developed over time. I have a great team in place that I can go to for support. Right now I am running this program called Energy Queen. And to speak about, like, this is a great example for just being able to take an idea and take it further. So I developed that program. I want to say it was like the summer of, maybe it was earlier in 2021. And it was great. I had the idea. It was so funny because I had the name. It was like Energy Queen. It came through. And I actually asked a colleague who I really respect, who's very creative. She's like, no, that's not the name. Don't call it that. Like, no. And I'm like, okay, I have to come up with a new name. And I got, you know what? It took me weeks. And I go, screw that. That is the name. I'm like, why am I listening to her more than me? Like, I love her, but her audience wouldn't resonate that. But her audience is not my audience. Like, I know my audience and I know me and I know this idea. So that's what it's called. And I had a blast bringing it into form. And so we ran it twice under like a pretty similar format. It was, I want to say, like 6 or 7 weeks, kind of. It was my way of sharing what I knew about knowing the highest and best use of you, like the highest and best use of you, because not everything is worth your time. And as you get further in life, you learn that. And like, you really start mastering the game when you recognize, hey, that is not a good use of my time. I'm not doing it anymore. Okay. And so I put together this framework of really being able to see what that is and like really know your boundaries and just take your work to a whole new level without the burnout, without overextending yourself, without underpricing, like all of it. And so we ran it twice. I loved it. And yet this next time, as I was thinking about it, I was like, I can't do it like that again. It needs more. It needs a different approach. And so I just listened to that and we extended it. It was like a way to take the idea and make it bigger. Like the framework was there, but we made it bigger. And so I love branding. And I just said, okay, it's still Energy Queen, but there's something else to it. How can we like really show that it is more? And so it's Energy Queen, the experience. And so it just felt like, yeah. And so we took all the content was already created. So it's like, that's our core content library that existed. I don't need to redo it or recreate it. It's like there. And the women who join get access to that core content library. But what we did was we extended it into a 3-month program. And I created different kinds of calls. Like we call them activation calls, basically one per month over, it was like we had 4 of these calls and they really like set the theme. And we went deep in having them do work on these calls. And then we had these other kinds of calls called amplification calls that are shorter in length. And they're really just looking at like how you're laser focusing your time, like what taking what's working well to a whole new level. And then there were some other elements, but the piece that like, this is the idea that wouldn't leave me alone. I wasn't planning to include an in-person retreat with this. It was like an online program. Here we go. But what was interesting was I was actually leading a course at that time. First time I'd ever led this course called Retreat Leader. And I was teaching my audience how to create and lead retreats because I'd done that lots of times in my business. And I had never had like a straight up course on it. And I was like, I have to freaking include a retreat. This, like, I have to. And so I surrendered into that.
And I like made it happen so fast. I found this place that I had hosted retreats years back in my community. With COVID, everything shifted. It was like, we kind of just were on this hiatus. And I like, we're going back to the Red Lion. And so I went down, I was like, here's my dates I want. And so it's there. It's like the retreats. And I know that me including that retreat, because we ask our clients when they signed up, what about, why did you sign up? Because we actually have an application for this program too. Most of them include retreat.
And everybody, so you know what I mean? Come back together.
Exactly. But it's so interesting. It was like that idea was not, if I would have ignored it, those clients might not have joined, because it was that piece that was really the magnetic part for them. So yeah, so that particular program, I'm really excited. That'll take us into 2023. I have a longer term mastermind that I will be re-enrolling for. That last year or this year, we had a retreat to Costa Rica as part of one of our higher levels in that mastermind. So I'm really conceiving of like, what does that look like? I really dance with the ideas. Like, nothing is quote like set in stone. I like to be fluid. I like to really listen and respond, because it has to be exciting for me. Yeah. If I'm not excited by it, then I'm not going to do it. And then I've got my work that I do a lot of speaking. I have a connection with a corporate wellness company and really a contract with them. And so they bring me on to speak to a lot of their clients about, my main topics are extinguishing burnout and balance and boundaries. Those are my main topics with them. So I do a lot of speaking with them. And then I've got a great, what would we call ourselves? Well, they're my client technically. It's this company called Chief. And I am a guide for their members. They have a lot of guides like me, like hundreds and hundreds of us, and they have thousands and thousands of members. And so I have a number of groups with my work with Chief, and I just love their senior executive women at the top of their game. And I come in and bring my facilitation skills. So I'm just really excited about what 2023 will bring. I think there's going to be a lot of shifts, like within my family. My oldest son is going to be moving into high school. And so with that brings some shifts and changes. And so I'm really in the mystery of it all. But also, I think for me this year, I've been reflecting on this and I'm very grateful. I think the last few years have been nuts. I mean, we've all been in it. Like, no one's been like immune from this. Like, we've all been hit with these punches and this wild, like, whoa. And it was hard. The 2020 and 2021 were very challenging, because the ways that I had been doing this, I couldn't do it that way anymore. As I had been having some retreats, I love retreats. Like, to me, it's some of the most special work I do. And so I couldn't do that. I couldn't put those on confidently. I did have one. I had one before things happened. It was like January 2020. I got one out of the gate. And then I had one in October 2021 at my home. Like, I felt like I could do that because I can pull that off. But a lot of changes happened and it was challenging. This year to me was like the year where I was able to kind of put things into place again, like put it down and feel confident with that. Like, me starting to get some of that contract felt so good, because that is this consistent stream that comes in and there's no marketing or sales required. That is liberating for me, because in my, you know what I mean? I mean, I love marketing sales. It's very, it's creative, yes, but it's a lot. Thing. It's a lot. It's like it's another job. You have to do that just to do your job. You know what I mean? Yes. And so I really, that was my goal. Like, this time last year, I was like, something's got to give. Okay. Cause I've been doing this a long time and I'm not interested in keep doing it like this. Okay. So I focused, I like laser focused and just got myself, my goal was get myself in rooms where people stretch and inspire me. And I really wanted to align with organizations that represented my value system and I felt were solid and growing and going places. And I've been able to do that. I feel very fortunate. And so now when I do like my own programs and projects, they're from a place of like pure creativity, pure joy, pure like, this is what I want to do. And anyone who wants to come with me, like, yes, come on, we're going to have that. An awesome time. That. So I just want to double down on that for next year and see where it takes me and my community.
I love that. And we're going to wrap up. But one of the things I'm hearing is that don't judge how the work shows up.
Yeah.
Like, be open to the evolution, no judgment, because someone is doing this over there or someone's doing that over there. What feels right to you? And I love that you found your balance, especially through COVID. We all had to find a new way of doing our work. Where can people find you in last thoughts?
Where can people find me? Well, oh my gosh. Well, my home base is jennyfennig.com. I'm also Instagram and Facebook. If you follow me on Facebook, just follow my personal, like now it's got, you can convert your personal page into like a professional blah, blah. So like on Facebook, you'll find me at Jenny Amon Fennig. My maiden name is Amon, and I'm much more present there than my business page. So like you'll be able to see more of my thoughts and what's going on and invitations and things like that. I'd love also, Dolores, if it's okay with you, to offer your audience a free resource.
Yes.
It's our Reclaim Your Time template. And that is something like based on what we were talking about today, I'm making sure that this link works because we went through a major shift. Yes, it does. We shifted over. That's another piece too, is sometimes you realize you outgrow tools. You're like, I don't need this tool anymore. Why are we paying for this tool anymore? You really have to get smart yes. about your expenses. Because so much can just go out. And yes. if you're oblivious to it, you're like, dude, I know I made money, but like, where is it?
Where is it? Yeah.
Where is it? So we just made a major shift with like consolidating tools, letting go of tools that were good at one point, but now we don't need anymore. Yeah, this is a great tool for just really helping you reclaim your time. That's my big thing is my people live big lives. Like we have a lot of things going on and we want to be able to do great work, but also have time for all the other areas of our life. So reclaimtimenow.com is where you all can grab that tool. And thank you so much for having me, Dolores. It was so awesome. I loved being able to connect with you. And I'm just sending good vibes to everyone. I think like we're creating this world. And thank goodness for the younger generation too, because I think they're on top of things. I'm feeling good because I have kids who are 13, 11, and 8. And I feel like that generation in the teens and the early 20s, like they got it going. Like, I'm not afraid. I'm like, I'm not going to live my life afraid. But I do know that those of us who've been called to this work, like we've been called to this work for a reason. So just keep trusting. Like, you got to keep trusting yourself and don't compare yourself to others. Like, that is a big issue in this space, especially is no one can do it like you. Like, no one is you. No one has your unique vibration, your fingerprint, your voice. So please, like, get out there and do your work.
I love that. Thank you so much, Jenny, for your time. Jenny and I had a great conversation. And while we were not thinking we were going to go there, our conversation focused on how do we manage our energy and how do we look back at our journey and understand that whatever experiences we've had in the past, what brought us to our present moment, and how do we make the most of each one of them? So if you are finding your path to clarity, if you are looking to understand how your journey has evolved and where to go next, make sure you watch this interview with Jenny Fennig.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Masters in Clarity. If you love today's show, please subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. Share this episode with two people in your world, and as a gift, go to mastersinclarity.com/free to download free clarity resources. Join your host, Dolores Hirschman, next time to continue forging a clear path to your impactful success.